嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。今天开言英语要跟你说说美国啊 ，America, the United States, the United States of America。
It goes on and on and on。
对，这个一个国家英语里有好多说法，到底应该怎么说呢？美国英语到底该怎么说 ？So we'll be talking about this very fascinating topic today。那今天呢，我们会告诉你在什么情况底下你要怎么叫美国啊？大家可以到我们的微信公众号"开言英语"去看。今天详细的文字内容 OK, 那 Adam, 我们今天准备这集节目的时候 We had lots of fun.
We did, we listened to good songs.
很多美国的音乐、哦、我觉得我们就 Let's start with 大家最熟悉的词吧美国 America.
Yeah, America. I mean, for me, this kind of points to this general idea of America.
啊、对就是美国作为一个国家就这个概念是吧 The idea
Yeah
比如你一说 America 大家可能想到的是星条旗啊、然后它的文化它的体育、各种各样对吧那里的人那我觉得其实在口语里面比如说我要去美国旅游一般都不会说 I'm going to America
Right I mean that's a song too if, if you want to sing that later
对就是在文艺作品里面可能 America 就比较有诗意的啊、那个在口语里面怎么说呢我们等一下再教大家 America 其实在口语里最常用的是作为形容词 American
American, yes
比如说我们经常说美式英语还是英式英语
Oh yeah, American English, British English How about Canadian English?
对也有 Australian English
Oh, wouldn't suggest it
那我们今天还说美国或者说到美国文化
American culture.
然后很多朋友喜欢看美剧。
American TV shows.
然后美国的产品也很受欢迎。
Oh, American products.
对 so that's how you use America, is really use the adjective.
Right, exactly.
那口语里面最常用的我前面也说了啊是另外一个词。比如说讲到我要去美国旅游。
Yeah, so the word we probably use here is the state.
The States
Right
这个可能很多朋友觉得很意外啊没有想到、没有 America 也没有什么 USA 什么
Right, right
But the States 这个其实就是 USA 里面那个 S
It's the S, yeah
The United States of America
Right, so again, when we're traveling you know, even if you go to the States for like for university or something we usually say, you know, I am going to the States or I went to school in the States
比如我在美国上大学对吧、I went to college in the
right,
States
Right, university I did my master's in the States
Or I'm immigrating to the States
Yes, exactly So it's all about like us Just like the people
对就是我觉得 the States 用的最多的是第一是日常口语第二就是形容就是跟你自己最相关的一些事情、比如你去旅游啦、你去留学啦各种各样、或者你有没有去过美国 Have you been to the States?
Have you been to the States? Yes, actually I grew up in the States
对 I'm from the States
I'm from the States
我是美国人对吧 So it's got this very personal relationship、好那接下来我们要看看最正式的啊 So the most formal 然后我觉得也是最 complete 吧最完整的美国的这个名字
The United States of America.
美利坚合众国啊，因为美国是由不同的 states, 不同的州组成的，对吗
You guys know how many there are?
50.
Jenny knows.She's been to the states many times.
对 been to the states. 那么 the United States of America, 这个大家一听这么长，这么正式，所以你应该也想到口语里面很少有人会用全称对不对
Right, yeah.
但是如果把它简化成 USA, do we use USA? How do we use it?
USA, you basically only see it two times. One of them will be on like a product made in the USA.
产品对 made in the USA.
The other time will be at like some kind of football game, sports mat. The Americans will chant.USA, USA
对对或者就是参加一个比赛奥运会统称就是美国奥运代表团他们为 Team USA
Team USA, right So people will be watching Team USA and chanting USA, USA
而且我觉得 USA 就你前面说 Made in USA、其实它更像 Almost like a slogan
Right
像产品的一个标语一样
是
有很多比如 T-shirt 它上面就写个 USA, 就好像这都变成一种设计、一种 design,
right,、yeah.
对吗、但总之在口语里面你不会说 I'm going to USA、
right.
or I went to school in USA.
Right, exactly.
不会这样讲、啊、Alright, 那最后呢 that leaves us withUS.
Right, us.
Us.
It's just us now.
对，但千万不要把它读成 us、啊。
Right.
And when you see it, 它两个字都是两个字母都是大写的 ，right?
They're right.
Both capitalized US. US 怎么用呢？用在什么情况
？Well, think of our、good friend Trump. Trump is the US president.
啊，美国总统。The US president.
Right. So formally, we would say that Trump is the president of the United States of America.、But if in the newspaper, you might just see it as like US President Trump or US President Obama.
对，报纸这些常会用到媒体里面。然后我觉得大家口语里面可能 American President.
American President, yeah.
对 ,Donald Trump is the American President,、right? 好像也经常会说什么 US Foreign Policy,、
yes.
美国的外交政策。
Always very good and constructive.
对，然后比如说 US China Relations, 中美关系。US-China trade war, US-Canada trade war.
It's just US-everybody trade war.
Trade war, 目前好像是。对，所以我觉得 US 这个词好像在外交领域。
Yes.
Right, in, in international like, relations, foreign relations,、
right.
外交领域用的比较多。今天我们其实跟大家就是要说这些东西。美国在英语里面我们可以怎么来表达它、表述它。I think really 今天的关键的 key takeaway is 口语里面你讲到自己去美国旅游、留学啊什么的 the states.
The states.
是最常用的。
Right, now Jenny, don't forget about another very, very, very important way to say this word.
什么?
America.
哦,你说 America.
America.
什么人会这样说呢?
There's two types of people. One would be like the American person who really loves his country, listens to country music, does not live in a city,very conservative probably. He'd say, you know, you don't like America, you can just get out. And the second type of person that would say that is the person who is kind of making fun of that person.
America.
Ah, nice.
For the rest of us, 我觉得还是记住 the states 吧。这真的感觉是用的最多的。
Right.
而且一定要注意的就是前面要加的 Well, I'm going to states.
I'm going to states.
Which ones? 对，所以 the states,、right? 好，那今天我们节目比较短啊 but short and sweet. 希望大家学会了在英语里面怎么表达美国。那其实开言英语，我们现在的主播团队里面倒只有一个 American.
That's right.
只有 Spencer 是美国人，我们其他的主播Adam, Connor, Lisa, 都是加拿大人。
That's right, that's right. North American.
北美啊，对。那我们基本上教的英语，不管是从 accent, 口音，还是从用法，包括我们课程里面，每一课都有很多相关的文化知识嘛，还是比较偏美国的。有时候我对加拿大也觉得 kind of feel bad for Canada. You always get lumped together with the US.
Yeah, it's all right. We can handle it.
好的，好的。那希望大家喜欢今天的节目。如果你听了以后还有什么问题呢都欢迎到今天的推送留言里来问我们 Okay, and if you like American culture and 你喜欢美剧你喜欢美国文化喜欢到美国旅游那都欢迎看一下我们开言英语的课程因为不管是从语言上面还是文化上面我们都希望帮你变成 bilingual 双语都很好 and bicultural 对两边的文化都很了解好今天是星期一那我们这一周呢也为我们的开言会员准备了非常精彩丰富的课程讲到美国旅游哈我们就会讲讲你出去特别到美国旅游用那个钱硬币 dime quarter 这些我们刚出去觉得特别 confusing so we've got a lesson on that 然后到美国开车万一违反交通法规 getting a traffic ticket 对哎，各种各样吧然后高级别的用户这周我们有一个非常好的 TED 演讲就是说 how to gain control of your free time. 怎么不浪费自己的 free time 做一些有意义的事情。We hope you enjoy today's lessons. 然后呢，如果你还不是开源会员的话，可以到我们微信公众号，菜单里面我们有免费试用的课程，然后在菜单里面也有最优惠的一个升级链接，学习一年只要629。Right, thanks for listening and we'll see you next time.
Bye guys.